nice to be a part of history.
It is a historic night, obviously, for the club and for the fans. You can always say you've been here tonight, and now look, at the fans created an unbelievable atmosphere tonight, and to be fair to the players, we put on a good performance. Probably not our usual type of performance, the way we want to play, but you have to go and show that other side of the game and maybe be a wee bit more dogged when the pitch isn't lending itself to playing that fast-flowing and nice-flowing football the way we want to play. But it's just something we're going to have to get used to here now when we're in this temporary home.
They say that the fans are the 12th man, but I thought the pitch was the 12th man tonight.
Well, look, it isn't going to be comfortable for teams coming up here, especially not the likes of Shamrock Rovers, who like to move the ball quickly. And you've probably seen a wee bit of that with their team selection and the players that they started in the game. Probably not being disrespectful, but they're more technical sort of players, the types of Graham Burke, Asamoah and stuff like that. You don't see them getting the ball down and playing on a pitch like that, and that's not what the pitch lends itself to. And to be fair, I thought we showed that other side of our game tonight, and we really dug in and we held on to that 1-0 lead and we've seen the game out.
Two good ones in a row now.
And that's it. Last Friday meant nothing if you don't come here and back it up tonight and show a good account of yourselves at least, and the goals will come and that side of the game will come for us, but we have to, it's 100% and nothing less, or else we'll be empty-handed every week if we don't show that side of the game and that real 100% effort and commitment.
With the build-up to this, a huge event, you know, and all the stuff about tickets and fan zones and all that, it needed a one was the only really outcome you could have had.
And that's it, and you have to take your hat off to the club as well. They've really touched under that sort of side of things where it's off the pitch of seeing the fan zone and getting people in early. Obviously, like, we're coming out for the warm-up and the stadium's already half full, and it's not something you see every week. And I think that side of things with being off the pitch sort of stuff, they did really grasp that tonight. Obviously the tributes to Ryan McBride and Mark Farn, that's two people that have led the pathway for where the club is today. And obviously I've played with Ryan, my dad played with Mark, and it's something that, like, it's real history for the club, and to be able to bring them and show that touch up here tonight, I thought that was special as well.
It's been a great evening, a good team performance, manager, good squad, a good bench to bring on, players like yourself here. Onward and upward, I suppose.
Now that's it. We have a competitive squad, and you have to do everything you can to get yourself into the team and keep yourself in the team. And we all know that if you're not doing that, then you won't. So that's just, as I say, if there's no point going to Dalymount next Friday now and backing up tonight. And we have to go and show a good account of ourselves.